Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Good morning, everyone is listening to me today. And I want you to understand your day is blessed. I want you to understand that as long as you've come in today in this radio show to fellowship with me, your day is blessed. It is possible to have a blessed day. All things are possible to them that believe. I hope you are listening to me this morning. I'm giving you full assurance that when the word says that the greatest word that has ever existed on earth, if we can tell you that for with God all things are possible, it means it is possible for us to have a blessed day. And I want you to understand that when you were created into this earth, God gave you the power to make these decisions, the power to position your day well. It is very possible for you to have a bad day also. It just depends on you. I am your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo, and I want you to understand at the end of this show, you will know that you are a great person and that you have every power in you, every power in you to take charge of the day. Do you understand? He said, take dominion over all things. That was the commandment of God. He said by himself, take dominion over the earth. Take dominion over everything that's been created. Take dominion over every situation. That eight-letter words is what I'm going to speak today. Yeah, I'm talking about decision. The opposite of decision on my own aspect is procrastination. It is very possible when you keep on procrastinating, going on procrastination or procrastinating, you discover that you waste your time for not doing what you're supposed to do. Listen, my friend, you were created by God. And after creation, God gives you the power. That's why he told Adam, whatever you call, that's what I'm going to take. So Adam named those things he wants. He calls any tree he wants to call it. He calls it by his name. He may say, this is lion, this is sheep. That is why today you discover that whatever name someone gives to you, let me talk about it. If you came when you were born, your father will say, okay, today your name is Sarah. That is what people will call you. And everything that connects with Sarah, that name will follow you. Some people, after they've grown up, they change their name to what they want. They say, I don't like what my parents gave to me, and they change it. And that's what people will begin to call you. And you begin to reflect on what you are called. That's why Jacob was changed to Israel. When Jacob had a problem, I want you to understand, when the angel came to him, he struggled with the angel, and he was thinking of the angel would lay hands on his head and say all things on earth. But the angel said, okay, today I'm going to bless you. I am going to bless you. I will change your name from Jacob to Israel. What happened with Jacob? He took decision. It was his massive decision. He said, I will not leave you. He told the angel, I will never leave you until you do what? Bless me. That was a radical decision taken by Jacob. Look, friend. For you to be able to scale through 2016 with blessings upon blessings upon your life and upon the life of family, upon the life of your neighbors, upon the life of everyone that connects to you, you need to take what we call radical decisions. Can I name a lot of people who take radical decisions? People like Henry Ford took radical decisions because he said, this is what I want, and that's what he wants. Yeah. Someone like Henry Ford, someone like Thomas Edison, these were people who said they took their radical decision, this is what they want, and they will come to accomplish. Some people like Wright brothers, they took radical decisions. You must be radical. When you are radical, you mean what you meant in life is this: you don't want someone to decide for you. Everybody has opinions, and they want to take their opinions on other people. Listen, friend, it is possible for you to have a blessed day. Jesus disagreed with this. When they told him, your father, your mother, they're looking for you, he said, no, don't tell me that. My father and my mother's are you that is listening to me. He took a radical decision because he didn't allow his spirit, he didn't want his parents to influence him or do what? Or influence his decisions or his opinion. You've got to be ready to take decisions. And taking decisions, you should have it in your mind that whatever decision you take, you are ready to pay or to take responsibility. You want to have a blessed day? You should be ready to take responsibility. Whether you fail on your decision, it will be a good thing for you to fail on your decision than allow somebody to decide for you and you fail. Because when you fail in your decision, you do what? You now reflect, what did I do well? Am I making sense to you today? I'm going to read a story to you, one of the greatest stories I've ever found in the Bible. Listen, everybody has the power to change their condition. You have the power. God gave it to you. He didn't give it to special people. He gave it to everybody who comes into this earth. So your life and the life you live today, the situation and the situation you live today, is on your own decision. You either take it or leave it. But if you allow somebody to rule on you, you allow your family members, you allow people, you know, sometimes even your family members will laugh at you, will mock at you, even when they are making these things, when you try to make your own decision and you take. That's why you don't need to tell everybody your decisions. You just got to act. Let me show you something in the Bible that you need to understand that. You don't, when you're doing something, forget about people. You only talk to those people you know, they will call it a mastermind. There are people in which, when you tell them something about what you want to do, they are ready to back you up. Those are the kind of people who call it a mastermind. People in your mastermind groups are people in which that have the same type of mind with you. Do you understand where I'm taking you through? Be in that type of group. Group of positive-minded people, people who believe in possibility. There are people who never believe that you can make it in life. Don't go to such kind of people. There are people that will never believe that it will be a blessed day. Don't go to such kind of people. The day is blessed. Every day, God has pushed blessings upon blessings upon the day. It is for you to be able to tap those blessings and take it. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. Sometimes you want to be so perfect. Some people will deceive you. Oh, you must be so perfect. You must be so holy. Who is holy? Everybody has their own weak point in life, even Pope. Don't allow people to talk you down. Everybody has a thing they need to exercise in this life. That's what Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 10, I think it talks about there are certain things we need to exercise, there are certain things we need to know. Then he came to 11 and said, all things, he making all things beautiful in his time. My friend, it is time for you to begin to take radical decisions. Someone like Moses also took radical decisions. Look at all the people that make breakthrough in life. Radical decisions. You got to decide by yourself and be ready to take responsibility. Let's see 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 3 to verse 20. I'm going to read it. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 3 to verse 20. Hear this greatest story I've ever heard in life. The greatest story I've ever read in life. He said, and there were four leprous men. This leprous, when you are a leprous person in Israel, you are cast away. They will give you a certain city to go and stay. Already you are a dead person. Leprous means you can't mingle yourself with people. You can't eat with the real people. You must eat with the leprous. So these four leprous men form what they call the mastermind. They say the only way they can survive, since people have rejected them, they form their own group. Leprous mastermind. Because when they are leprous, nobody will come close to them. So they will form their own mastermind. They eat within themselves. They discuss within themselves. They talk within themselves. They plan within themselves. They do this within themselves. They were cast away. So cast away at that time means they are dead already because they are cast out of this city. They were not known. But listen what happened. At the end of the story, you discover that the leprous people whom they are cast away now become the blessing to the whole town. So which means, even for them to become leprous, there was a reason. Even for them to become cast away, there was a reason. These are people who deliver the land out of famine. At this period of time, everyone were informed, and they begin to kill themselves. People kill each other and eat themselves. So see how it was so, the famine was, inflation was too much. That is a depression. Well, let's call this one of the biggest depression that existed in this town. The biggest depression. Read 2 Kings from 6 or 7. Honestly, 2 Kings, it will tell you. There was great depression. The depression that reached an extent in which people will kill themselves and be eating themselves. Do you understand? There was no food. There was nothing. And they don't know what to do and where to go. And the Bible says, and there were four leprous men and they entered in of the gate. And they said one to another, that was mastermind. They said one to another, four mastermind, lepers, outcasts. They said one to another, why sit we here until we die? That is a radical decision. Why are we going to sit here? I will die. Already we are outcasts. Let's do something. They took this radical decision. And then verse 4 said, and we say we will enter into the city. Then the famine is in the city. And we shall die there. If we say we will enter into the city. They are no more, they were in the city. They were outcasts of the city. But that is it. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. Then there's no food in the city. And we shall die there. And we sit still here. We die also. Now therefore come. They spoke to themselves. Mastermind. Now therefore come. And let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. They say instead of us to die, let us go and die. Let the Syrians take us. Maybe they put us in their prison. They will feed us. We don't care. We'd rather die in the hand of the Syrians than to die in the city without food. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. These were the decisions. And what I want you to understand, the decision not just, they made it within themselves, with their mastermind. They didn't tell someone else. Because they have gone and said, okay, let's go to see them, tell someone. So we say, no, don't go. Yeah, these are your enemies. Oh, these are people who don't even know God. These are people, they will tell you these are. But they didn't tell nobody. They just sit down and make their decision. That's why you need to have a good mastermind. You need to have good people in your team. People who are not on argument. People who are not on, every time when you bring something, they will say, it's not possible. No, these are people who said, we will do it. Four of them, these four lepers, said, let's go. Then in verse 5, and they said, and they rose up in the twin line to go unto the camp of the Syrians, four of them. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. Who would have known that there was no man there? Nobody. If everybody was just sitting down, if everybody was just in the city, they didn't even know. They didn't even take any chances. But these four guys said, okay, we will deliver, we'll give ourselves to the Assyrians, they keep us alive. They make a chance. They took that decision, the radical decision. And when they went in, they discovered there was nobody in the camp of Syria. There was nobody there. And 6 says, for the Lord had made the host of Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, a noise of horses, even the noise of great hosts. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against all the king of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. For the Lord had made the host of Syrians to hear a noise. So at the very moment they make this decision, God was by their side. Why would God be interested in a leper? People with leprosy. Why would God be interested with people that are outcasts in the city? People didn't regard these people because they were sick. They told them as outcasts, but God didn't tell them. God still loved them. God wants them. God is able to use anybody, even the people you don't think they are in that, you think they are outcasts, you think they are nobody, you think they are the worst people on earth. I'm telling you the truth. Those people may be the one that will deliver you. So you don't need to outcast people. You don't need to reject people. You just need to give respect, value everybody. When, no matter who the person is, whether it's a child, even a drunkard on the street, value that person. If you can help him come out of that drunkenness, help him. Not discriminating, not pushing people out. That is what you need to understand. These were people the whole city rejected. Because they were suffering from a sickness in which everybody is afraid, oh, it's contagious. No. It's unclean. These were unclean people. These were sinners. So cast them out. And these people, when God is interested in them, he used them to deliver the whole land from famine. So God can use you to bless the whole land. Immediately, this will take to that radical decision and make a move. God supported them. He makes the people of Syria to believe that there is horse of chariot, this noise of chariot. I don't know how God did that, but they heard it with their ears and they started running away because of the followers. God did it. The king, the prophets, the pastors, the Levites, all the people who pray every day in the altar, they didn't take chances. But these lepers, these people with these four lepers took chances. Let's see what the servant said. Therefore, they arose and fled in the true light and left their tent and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uppermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried 10 silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it. And came again and entered into another tent and carried tents also and went and hid it. They came and be doing the work of let me call it like a volunteer job. They came and be packing all these things, carrying them by themselves because nobody would want to associate with a leper. So they did it by themselves. They did it. Silver and all. But you discover after they might have got this thing, the city didn't say, oh, because the lepers has touched this thing, maybe it's contaminated. No, they enjoyed it. So when you have your breakthrough, when you are under your circumstances, people will reject you. But when the breakthrough comes, people will love you. Do you understand what I'm telling you? How that is how the world operates. Four lepers, they were outcast, and they now delivered the land. They went and saw these things, and they carried it even with their own leprosy hands. And people still delighted. Why did you reject what they bring, what they brought to the line? They didn't reject it. They took gold, silver. Why not say, okay, you lepers, since you've touched this thing, all this gold and silver is you. Because this gold can even make them become billionaires or millionaires. Then people will get attracted to them. People will even touch those lepers at this time. Okay, let's say 8 again. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried 10 silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried them also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. It's a day of blessings. And we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. Now, lepers that were outcast, they will go. They are now ready to go to the king's household. Let's see whether they will accept them. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and the porter of the city will come. And they told them, say, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man. The horses tied and asses tied and the tent as they were. And he called the porters and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servant, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore, are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they came out of the city, we shall catch them alive. And even the king still don't believe in these blessings. There are people, no matter how you tell them that you will be blessed, no way. They will never believe it. I want you to stay. Don't allow the situation you find yourself to bring you down, but you've got to be ready to take a radical decision. Look at even the king. He's still afraid. He said, oh, maybe they will wake up against us, fight against us. The king is so negative. There are people in this life, you can never change them. You can never talk things into them. They will always be negative. They never see any possibility in life. Leave those kind of people. If people that are lepers can be so positive, they can be so positive to deliver the love from famine, there are people that can deliver our love from depression. There are people that God has placed that can be, listen, even though they are not known, even though they are the worst people, you see them, you don't even see any good thing out of them. But these are the people God has placed, because even that cornerstone that is rejected will become the head of the cornerstone, I'm telling you the truth. You can be that one God wants to use to deliver, and forget, you may be passing through that situation that looks so tough that everybody rejects you. Rejection is it. There are people that are good in rejecting people. See you as nobody. But I want you to understand, at this appointed time, people will see, why, how can you do that? Take radical decision. Jonathan did the same thing. Everywhere were hiding on one side when there were problems, I think with the Philistines. They didn't want to go to the war. Then they told, Jonathan told his armor bearer, look, we got to go. Let's go and fight these guys. We don't care. If we go, they accept us, that means we won the war. If they don't accept us, that means we, no, they took chances, radical decision. And Jonathan, the Bible says, Jonathan destroyed those people. They destroyed whatever. When the people were there with the king hiding, and they heard a loud cry, they said, oh, what is happening? Then the story region, they started running like a helter-skelter to fight. Already, Jonathan has done has won the battle. Listen, friend, radical decision will lead you to your greatness. Radical decision, when you take it, will take you to the top. Radical decision, don't mind whatever. Listen, whatever comes out of it, take responsibility, because it is always good at last. Let's read 13. And one of his servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Oh, I think, let's see, what is it? Yeah, and one of his servants answered and said, let some take and pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of Israelites that are consumed. Let us send and see. 14 said, they took therefore 2 chariots and horses, and the king sent after the host of the city and said, go and see. And they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of camels and vessels, which the city has cast away in their haste. And the messenger returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians to a measure of 5 flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. It came to pass, as the man of God had spoken, the king saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Syria. And that Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the Lord shall make windows in heaven, my such day. So 20 said, and so it fell out unto him, for the people trod upon him in the gate. Those people who are negative, they will always, that is what the Bible is making us understand. Those people that are negative will never see good things. But you look at it, what we are focusing today is that the lepers were those who saw these blessings because they took radical decisions. That is where we are pushing now. That is where we are understanding. If you look at down deep in Israel, the negative one died. So what am I making you to understand today, my friend? My friend, my beloved friend, my beloved brother, my beloved family, I want you to understand it is very, very possible to have a blessed day. I'm going to leave it here for you today so you can ponder on what I've just said. Take decision. Take those radical decisions. People like even Moses took radical decisions. People like Henry Ford took radical decisions to be able to accomplish what he wanted. People like Thomas Edison took radical decisions. Let us in 2016 take radical. What are the decisions you need to take? So it depends on you. Stop procrastinating. You can make it big time. You can make it big, I'm telling you. You can be the one to even deliver the land. You can even be the one to be a blessing to this land. You can be the one to deliver the earth from destruction. You may be the right person that you prepared to become the next deliverer. So I want you to understand you can deliver your family. You can deliver your marriage. God can use you to deliver your family from what that is about to happen. What do you need to do? Take a radical decision. People may not like your decision. People may not like what you want, what you are trying to do. Don't mind those people. Keep on doing it. No matter how costly it is to you, take the decision and take responsibility. People take this. This is the attitude of winners. Don't be scared of anything at last. At last, the joy will be in your side. I'll leave you for this today. Tomorrow morning, we're going to see you again. And I want you to understand it is very, very possible to have a blessed day. And I know God is going to bless you on all the decisions you are going to take this year. Right from this January, as you begin to take it, you begin to see good things begin to follow you. You understand what I'm telling you? Take that decision. Even to get married, take that decision. Don't look differently. Don't look by sight, but look by faith. Open by faith. I'm telling you the truth. Don't mind what anybody will say. Radical decision. Can you say with me? I will take a radical decision to change my condition. Can you say with me again? I will take radical decision to change every condition that is not supposed to be mine. I will take a radical decision. Say this every day, every morning, every night. Radical decision. We call it in GMT or John Maxwell team, we call it intentional. Intentional decision. You take an intentional decision to do the right thing, to do what you're supposed to do. Do you understand? Take intentional decision. But I'm telling you, radical decision. I'll see you tomorrow. Man, bless. See you again. And make sure you read my, you see, well, Dr. Emmanuel Doyle Global Leadership University, we are now having a time for admission registration. You can take opportunity of it wherever, where you're in the whole world. Just go to the website, successwithoutlimit.org. Do you understand? www.successwithoutlimit.org. You can register with us. And I want to say 12 months would be great. It's every year, 12 months, and you're going to have your diploma. So take this opportunity, talk to friends about this university. Talk to friends. It's free. You don't need to pay for anything. Yeah, everything is free. Tuition is free. Registration is free. Everything about this school is free. It's meant for you. It's non-profit, so it's totally free. But we also allow people to sponsor if you want to sponsor or donate. But I want you to understand that God will bless you as you do this. So take chances now. You understand? Take good chances and make good decisions. I will see you again tomorrow morning. By 10 a.m., I'll talk to you again. Remember, I see good things coming around you. Remember, bless, and bye for now.